Part 2
Chapter 2 Krishna's Wonderful Associates
Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandala.
Quote, in his activities of conjugal love, he is always surrounded by his dear devotees who possess unequaled love for him. End of quote. The next quality Srila Rupa Goswami explains that belongs exclusively to Krishna, and not to any other form of the Lord, is that Krishna has wonderful associates who are always serving him with love and affection. Atulya, Madhura, Prema, Mandita, Priya, Mandala. All the Vrajavasis and the associates of Krishna in Sri Vrindavan Dham give pleasure to Krishna's heart 24 hours a day with their miraculous service, miraculous faith, and miraculous love. Narayan and other incarnations of the Lord do not have this quality. They do not have such an all-attractive character that attracts such spontaneous, loving, devotional affection from their servitors. In Vrindavan Dham, Krishna is always served by his devotees with five types of divine relationships. Shanta Rasa, Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, and Madhura Rasa. In Sakya Rasa, Krishna's friends always try to give pleasure to his heart, as if they are in an equal position with him. When they eat something and feel it is very good, even if it is half eaten, they give it to Krishna, saying, "Oh, Krishna, this apple is very good. Taste it. This sha is so nice. Please try it. This mango is wonderful. Take it." Or, "This type of play is very nice. Let's play." They play with Krishna and feel Krishna and themselves are equal, only that Krishna is a little more special. In Govardhan, Dharan Leela, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and held it for 7 days. All the cowherd boys, cowherd men, and even the cowherd girls took sticks to help him. They thought, "Krishna has taken the whole of Govardhan Hill in his hand. He has some special power, no doubt, but still, we must help him." Everyone has heard how much Krishna's father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai and Rohini, serve him. An example of this intense servitorship is shown in the shlokas of Sri Damodarastakam. Rudantang muhur netra yugmam rijantang Karamboja yugmena satanka netram. Muhu shwasa kampa tri re kanka kanta. Stita graiva damodaram bhakti badham. The expression in this shloka is very nice. Mother Yashoda is angry. She is chasing Krishna and wants to capture him and beat him for being naughty. Krishna is running and looking over his shoulder, and then can't see any more because his eyes are full of tears. He is so afraid. Rudantang muhur netra yugmang mrijantam. He is out of breath and so tired. He is suffering so much. Muhu shwasa kampa trire kanka kanta. You won't see these qualities in the pastimes of Narayan Leela. Krishna is Satchit Ananda Vigraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is vividly expressed in other shlokas of Sri Damodarastakam. The last verse is especially nice.
Namastestu damne spuradipti damne twadiyo darayata vishvasya damne namo radhikayai twadiya priyayai Namo Nanta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam.
Mother Yashoda wants to bind Krishna with a rope. An effulgence has come from that rope. And the author says, I bow down to that rope. Namaste stu damne spura deepti damne. Who has Mother Yashoda bound? She has bound the creator of the whole creation with a rope. Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna's belly with a rope. These are the pastimes of Vatsalya Rasa, which take place in Vrindavan Dham between Krishna and his devotees. In the last shloka of Damodarastakam, the author mentions Madhura Rasa, the conjugal pastimes of Krishna. He says, Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai, Namo Nantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam. Quote, I do not want to say anything more. I can only say I bow to Radhika and the Supreme Lord. I can't say anything about your transcendental pastimes, which are manifest in this material world with your divine associates. Your pastimes are infinite. There is no end and no beginning to them. End of quote. Here, the author also indicates the glories of Srimati Radharani. Quote, I can't say anything more about Radharani's pastimes. They are beginningless and continue 24 hours a day with her Lord, Krishna, her Pranavalabha, her heart and soul. She is the dearest of the dearest and nearest of the nearest. End of quote. Radharani's service is briefly expressed in the above shloka. Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan has given another very nice shloka. Govindabhita mandirashrita padanghastasta ratna divat tatvam tatva vidhutama shititale yo darshayan chakratu. He says, quote, if one holds a jewel high in his hand, he can show the beauty of that jewel by slowly turning its various facets. Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis have each held the beautiful jewel who is known by the name of Govinda and who was always served by the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, high in their hands and shown his beautiful form to the world. End of quote. Only Radharani can do this type of service. Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis can also do it, but without Radharani's mercy, no one can do it. No one can give a second example of this type of exclusive service. She is her own example. A sparkling light of the jeweled pastimes of Radha and Krishna has come to this world through Jayadev Goswami, Chandidas, Rupa Goswami, Ramananda Rai, and from various Goswamis. A small amount of sparkling light comes to this world, and through that we understand a very little. We can't conceive of Krishna's pastimes and of Krishna's relations with his devotees that take place in Madhura Rasa in Vrindavan Dham. There are three groups of Rajagopis. One is the adolescent group, another is mature and married, and the third is the paramour group. We cannot conceive of these pastimes from our present position. Jayadev Goswami has written many shlokas about Radharani's pastimes, and they are of the first group, the adolescent group, and it is best not to try to explain them. Another example of Madhura Rasa with the Vraja Gopis is shown in a verse composed by Prabodhananda Saraswati. In this verse, Krishna says, when Radharani walks in front of me and I feel a little breeze from her cloth, I think, oh, I am so fortunate. Yasya kadapi vasananchala kela nota Danyati danya pavanena kritartamani
Yogindra Durgamagatir Madhusudanopi Tasya Namostu Vrishabhanu Bhuvodishepi.
Prabodhananda Saraswati composed this miraculous shloka. The meaning is, I bow to the direction where Radharani lives. Whether it is in the east or the west, I bow to that direction. I do not bow to her lotus feet or her house, but only to the direction where her father's house is. When Krishna feels a little breeze from Radharani's cloth, he feels this way. Every day in Vrindavan, Radharani would distribute food to the Vraja Balakas by the order of Mother Yashoda. Radharani cooked one item for Krishna because Durvasa Muni had very mercifully given her a boon that whoever she cooked for would get a long life.
Durva sara tani teho pana chena vara amrita ha ite paka tahra adhika madura.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 6, verse 116. Mother Yashoda knew this, so every day she requested Jatila and Kutila to send their sister-in-law to make a sabji for Krishna. When Radharani would distribute that, a breeze from her cloth would come to Krishna and he would feel, oh, I am so fortunate, I am so happy. Krishna feels his life is blessed and fulfilled by feeling only a little breeze from Radharani's cloth. He thinks this breeze inspires him so much that he wants to feel it again and again. He is fully satisfied by feeling the breeze from Radharani's cloth. Krishna gets these feelings from only the breeze of Radharani's cloth, so you can imagine how much Krishna must be satisfied by getting her intimate association. This is Madhura Rasa. These are the types of pastimes that take place between Krishna and Radharani and her associates in Vrindavan Dham. They take place in Madhura Rasa, 24 hours a day, in Govardhan, Radhakund, Syamakund, the Manasa Ganga, the Yamuna, and in her house. They take place everywhere in Vrindavan Dham. Narayan can't taste these pastimes. They won't come to his taste. If they would, he would feel they are bitter. Narayan lives by rules and regulations. He is a law-abiding personality. In Vrindavan Dham, the only law is love and affection, or Krishna Prema.